The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you walk out the main west doors of IC Church, you stand exactly 1 mile from the Arkansas River. Did you know that? And on the other side of the river is Oklahoma, which used to be called Indian Territory. And every time the doors open at the end of Mass and I look down Garrison Avenue and see Indian Territory, my heart skips a beat, because after all, I am an Indian. But sometimes rivers mark not only the border between two states, but the border between two worlds. Back in 49 BC, the conquering general Julius Caesar was returning to Rome at the head of the 13th Legion. While he was still 200 miles north of Rome, the Senate told him to disband his army before coming any closer. Julius Caesar defied the order at the Rubicon River and marched into Rome to become its first emperor. The term "crossing the Rubicon" has henceforth carried the significance of a point of no return, a border between two worlds, a republic or an empire. Another river, this one inside Rome itself, also carries the significance of a border between two worlds, namely the Tiber River. If you walk out the main doors of St. Peter's Basilica, as perhaps the Pope does on occasion, he sees a road stretching from the doors all the way to the Tiber River, which is about 1,600 feet long, called the Via della Conciliazione, the Road of Reconciliation. I don't know if the Pope's heart skips a beat when he looks down that road, like mine does looking down Garrison, but maybe it should. Why? Well, the phrase "swimming the Tiber" has long been invoked as a symbol to mean converting to Roman Catholicism, kind of like coming from Oklahoma to Arkansas. Just kidding. But proverbially, the phrase "swimming the Tiber" meant you were leaving your old world of whatever religion you were raised in to enter a new world, of Catholic faith, tradition, prayer, liturgy, sacraments, and the saints. Rivers often flow as a border between two worlds, and you shouldn't cross them without contemplating the consequences. Today I want to say a word not about the gospel reading, but about the first reading from 2 Kings chapter 2, where we hear about another river that constitutes a border between two worlds. The prophets Elijah and Elisha crossed the Jordan River, which marks the eastern border of Israel. In other words, to cross the Jordan River to the east side would be to leave the promised land, like going from Arkansas to Oklahoma. But what Elijah wants to teach Elisha, his protege, is that the river marks the border to another promised land, of which the earthly Israel is a mere prototype, namely heaven. That is why the guild prophets, wannabes, must remain on the west side of the Jordan. Indeed, they stay back at a distance. To cross the Jordan River, therefore, was crossing the border between two worlds, the border between heaven and earth. In Dante's Divine Comedy, the Tuscan poet also describes two rivers that all souls must cross through between purgatory and paradise. After climbing to the top of the mountain of purgatory, Dante crosses the river called Lethe, which causes him to forget and washes away all memory of his past sins and effectively erases the pains of the past. You know, I often think of the memories of my sins are part of the penance for having committed those sins. But one day, we will cross a river of blessed forgetfulness, and then ignorance will indeed be bliss. The second river Dante crosses, he actually drinks from, called the Ione. The waters of this river restores and enhances Dante's memory of all his good deeds and their rippling consequences. Of course, this recollection is not to pat himself on the back, but to see more clearly God's grace at work in his life. Thus, he is ready to enter heaven, where he can join the angels and the saints in forever praising God for God's goodness and glory. The healing and honing of our memory will indeed be a great river and border between two worlds. Next time you walk out the main doors of IC Church, don't just run to your car. Stop for a moment and look down Garrison Avenue to the Arkansas River and gaze over into Indian territory. Today, your heart may not skip a beat to think about crossing a river between one state and another. But one day, your heart may well stop in your chest as you cross two rivers from purgatory into paradise. Sometimes, crossing a river is no small thing. Sometimes it is the border between two worlds. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.